Well, hey, everybody. It's Chuck.
And AJ, good morning.
All right. We're still here on FSD 14.1.3 with a whole lot of social media activity going on with maybe we're going to get some more by the end of the month. Maybe we're going to get Cybertruck. You got it yet?
No, I do not.
No. So, AJ, you're only driving a Cybertruck, though, right?
Yeah. And, no, I drive the Y.
And the Y. Is it on early access?
It's not early
access. It's not. Okay. No. So... did you hit the advance button?
It's always on. Yeah, I mean, I've been trying it. I mean, like, I'm toggling it also. Yeah.
We got a couple routes in here, and honestly, we don't know what we're going to do today, but we just decided we are going to self-drive. So, see if it'll go.
Let's do it.
Oh, wait, I'm in drive, right? Oh, yeah. There you go. All right, right off the curb, we're going to start out with an unprotected left. It is, what day is today? My God. It is Friday, so it's a little after rush hour. Probably not going to have a lot of traffic, but hey... this unprotected turn is like a box of chocolates. Oh, no, we're going this way today. That's right. We said we're going to go this way.
Yeah, we're going to go the other way.
I don't even know where we're going. So we're going to go down a side street to go towards an unprotected left turn location that we have never done before. I've done it years ago, but AJ hadn't done it with me. Yep. It's right next to the stoplight. But to do that, look at this. We've got a dog right next to the street, and he's not moving.
And the car scoots over a little bit.
And it went over anyway, just in case he jumped out.
Yeah.
With the speed bumps on this road. So... we're going to kind of take a little bit of a suburban drive through this neighborhood, which has some windy roads. And what I want you to notice is these speed profiles here. So we're in standard now. Let's just go ahead and go to Mad Max neighborhood mode. All right, because we're going to be on this street.
Ooh, I want to try that.
Let's just see what it does. And then we'll slow it down if it's a little ridiculous.
Yeah, let's do it.
Will it choose a smart speed or is it just going to be aggressive? I mean... this is really not a place you'd use Mad Max. Mad Max is really for the highway, weaving through traffic. But let's just see right off the bat how aggressive it is, and then we'll slow it all the way down maybe to chill or sloth and just see if it honors the speed limits a little bit better. I think this is 30 the whole way.
Okay.
But so, those of you that are not from Florida, I want you to recognize the beauty of this street in the morning with the light and the... feel that? Tap, tap, tap. What would you call that?
I don't know. I mean, I've been hearing a lot about the brake stabbing.
Stuttering. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it's not... I mean, it's like 12, I guess, maybe slightly. You know, just a little...
but you can feel it go bop, bop, bop. Like, it was like, can I go?
Yeah.
Something like that is what it was going through his mind.
Slight hesitation, yeah. Or thinking.
So on these turns, we're doing 39 to 35. There's 40. Going around the turn, is it going to hold 40? Yeah, it's going to hold 40 there. 41 on the straightaway.
42.
So we're 10 over in a neighborhood. Let's go, just for demo, let's go all the way down the slough. Right to the speed limit.
Nice.
Even. Even
slightly,
in turn one
fact,
under.
Slightly
and let's go up to chill one. Now we got a car in front of us that might be controlling us a little bit.
Yeah.
He's actually got his blinker on. So you can still see that Mad Max has just got this, I'm going to speed. That behavior isn't really what I'm after as a speeding. I'm after its aggressiveness in lane changes in traffic. That's where I like it. I don't need it to go 15 over. But here we are, and we're in chill now, and it's doing 2 over. That's okay in a neighborhood.
Yeah, right? That's, I think, pretty acceptable.
37 to 35. But if I bump it up to standard, let's just see if it's more comfortable now that we don't have a car in front of us. Is it going to go to 40? And there we go. 37, 39, 4 over, 45 over. So these are our new ways of controlling its percentage override. We don't have a percentage override anymore, and we can't scroll the wheel and make it do anything like that.
Oh, interesting. So percentage override is gone.
It's gone. All right, so this intersection is kind of crazy. And actually, one of my followers on YouTube asked for this. AJ, you may have never seen this before.
Okay.
It's dynamic. See, we got a car in front of us that's actually showing you what it's going to do. We don't have a stop here, but he does. But you see how it paused there?
Yeah,
now we're rolling up into this angle, and we've got a stop. But we got an unprotected left into an angle that's joining merging traffic from the left.
Yeah.
So here's our traditional unprotected left. The problem, we can wait here all day, and that light will turn red, and we'll get a gap. Here we go. Now it's going to join this from the right. And look, we got a car kind of right here. He's in the left lane, so it needs to wait. But the trick is we've got to get over 3 lanes for navigation. Boss, it jumped over 3 lanes
yeah,
in
did.
That gap. Now, it got lucky with that gap.
It did, yeah. looks like.
But that's the... It's a tricky intersection. I mean,
it's very tricky, for sure.
Because of the need to get over here to make this right turn across the railroad tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is what AJ and I were going to try to make a theme today, was going across railroad tracks.
Yeah.
To maybe catch a train.
You're going to chase a train. You're
gonna we try didn't to catch. Get one. I don't know. Let's see. I'm trying to think of some other ways we can try to create this. But you know what? Go ahead and edit the trip. I'm going to let you do a little bit of the nav here. Edit the trip.
Yeah.
And add FSD South.
FSD South. Okay. Get my glasses on so it's a little better. FSD South.
There it is. Yep. Tap that. Now delete West Connect.
Okay.
And click done.
Okay.
What that does is it should give us a U-turn. Bam, it did. Yep. Now, this U-turn is a tricky one if it gets over quickly.
Is this even...
It's going right. It's mapping U-turn. Oh, no, it changed its mind again. It's got a right blinker on. Now, look, there's no median here. Oh, it's just going to do it. Okay, it got away with it. Listen, you can't complain when FSD gets away with it. The issue with that U-turn is there's no room in that median to wait.
Mm. So you got to go.
Right, you've got to go. But if it had pulled over and had there been traffic, what would it have done? Does that make sense? Because it's like, it's one of these little things where...
Yeah.
And the crepe myrtles are blocking the view a little bit.
Yep. I always thought that those kind of turns, you're not supposed to make a U-turn. But I don't know.
It didn't have a no U-turn sign.
Correct.
Is that just a driver's ed thing you're remembering?
Maybe it's just something I... Yeah.
Yeah.
I may not even have been a driver's ed. It's just something I made up in my head, I guess.
Okay, so... What we did here is we created another railroad crossing. Unfortunately, the situation didn't allow us to be up near the crossbars. But what we can look at, just to talk about railroads while we're here, they have not changed the visualization. But I am certain that it is still aware of the railroad crossing, because we've seen some increased attention required notifications, mm-hmm. which means something's different here.
Okay.
But if you look at it's just showing stoplights, right? I mean... It's not, I mean, I guess underneath us right here, it does have the paint marking of the X railroad crossing.
Yeah, I see that. Yep. And the crossing is right about here.
Yeah. I do believe this is a pedestrian crosswalk.
That's
a
pedestrian
there.
Crosswalk, yeah.
You know, we've got a flashing yellow, which is kind of a little bit of an alert of don't stop on the tracks. You can watch these cars up in front of us, how they're turning right on red, but they pause, look at the train, and then they go.
Yep.
There's room on the other side of the tracks for one car if the train were to come. But I don't know. It's just one of those scenarios that, you know, without no traffic, you're never going to be in a situation of controlling whether you're the first one in line to wait for the crossbars or whatever. All right. So very dynamic. I thought it was going to park up there. But no, and this is where I told it to go. So we just have the FSD South in here. Let's just see what happens here. Is it going to park?
It's doing what it was supposed to.
Yes. Yeah. This is the waypoint we gave it. Normally, I delete this waypoint, but I thought this was the dentist office, but there we go.
Yep. It's pulling into a parking lot spot.
So let's go ahead and... there's our train.
Oh, there's a train.
Why are we going to make it?
Oh, no. The thing is right there.
Yeah. Oh, how you just can't hit it. It doesn't matter how hard you try. You can't hit it.
Oh, man, that was...
All right, so I entered... Ooh, but that truck behind us is moving. See that?
Yeah.
It's still moving, but look at that. It's creeping. What are you doing? I know. He's like, what are you doing? Okay. I disengaged there because that truck was giving me the, what are you doing, man? Because he's trying to manipulate, and the car was encroaching. It wasn't waiting. It was sort of like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It was finding its way, and I don't know if you can see. You probably can't see in the 360 camera because I typically don't show the 360 view. But that car, the truck, was trying to maneuver, and there he is in the rear view camera. He was trying to do a 3-point turn to get out of here, and he stopped as we were kind of edging back. And as we were edging back, what we were doing was eating up his 3-point turn space.
Yeah.
And he was like putting his hands up, and I could see him. And so that was actually a disengagement in the parking lot. What it should have done was notice his motion and just stay put until there was room. This is kind of one of those long trains, too. So what's it going to do? How's it getting there, AJ? Is it going up and going to do a U-turn?
Yeah, Alex.
Oh, no. It changed its mind.
Slightly.
You see how that guy did an unprotected left turn with a trailer?
Yeah.
People do this here. It's going right here, which is that legal? I think it's legal.
It's legal.
You should have gone in that way if we're going here.
Yeah.
But this is not mapped. Look at you.
What? This is pretty cool.
It knew what it needed to do, but I don't think it did the right road. There's nothing that says you can't turn right there. It's just the angle is a little acute. It's just,
people will refrain from probably doing it.
Lots of brake stabbing there. That brake stabbing was from this traffic from the right, because it was wide open from the left. And I'm looking back to the right. You should be able to possibly see it if I bring up the cameras.
It'll go now after.
And there's our opening with the repeaters, and now it's got to jump all the way across.
As a fit behind this pickup truck.
And of course, we missed the train, and here's the line driving from the train.
Yeah, missed it by like 10 seconds.
Yeah. Well, we had to be in position. We were three lanes over and just missed it. But that does show how hard it is to create these scenarios with things like trains. And look, there's a school bus up there. It's hard with school buses, too. You know, you may think you know the school bus route, and maybe somebody can get some good testing on it, but it's pretty hard to create the dynamic scenario where school buses are truly tested with the stop sign coming out without looking like a stalker.
Right.
Because it's kind of like...
Yeah, if you keep chasing school buses, that would be weird.
All right, so let's do a end trip back, and let's do a recent FSD. So I want to create this U-turn scenario if we can.
Sure.
We got nobody behind us, which is good if it tries to do something odd.
It'll do it again. Yeah,
let's do it. But see how we have traffic this time a little bit? So it's going to have to wait. Where is it going to wait? Stopping in the lane. So we are not in the median. If somebody was coming from behind, they'd have to go around us.
Yeah, the rear was sticking
out. That's not wrong. It's just it's how it implemented it.
To me it looks like it was fairly safe. I mean, it slowed down gradually, and I can't imagine people are like just zipping through the street, and you know better, you know. So they should be able to slow down safely if they see the car.
You know, and people do that all the time, especially if you've got a trailer on. I've seen guys do that all the time where they pull out. So I've given it an unsolvable turn. Do you see this? The road it wants to go on is there.
Oh.
It can't do it. We got the green light crossing the railroad tracks.
So it should be making a U-turn then.
Oh, like, God. Is that legal? Is that legal?
I think it doesn't
say no U-turn.
I think it's legal.
Damn.
Yeah, I think it's legal.
I've never done a U-turn there. I've never done a U-turn there. Oh, wow. And here's another school bus. Oh, please stop. Please stop. Oh, that would be awesome. It's not a stop. There's no kids there.
There's no stop.
I mean, if there was... That would have been perfect if there was a kid sitting right there. Yeah. It would have been perfect.
Yeah.
But that's not what happened.
Nope. There's so much action in this area. I see that.
I know, exactly. All right, so there...
What about the bike? I know it'll handle that.
So yeah, that's pretty easy for it. We're just, I guess what we're ending up doing on this drive, we're just doing kind of loops around the railroad tracks. We're probably not going to hit another train. They typically are spaced 20 to 30 minutes apart on these tracks.
Yeah, it was just like the chances are that close.
But this intersection, depending on the traffic, we might get a little bit of indication on how it handles stopping on the tracks. If their light is red or if it's going to turn right or red. So what we're going to do here is we got a stop sign. Is there a car? Ah, shucks, there's a car. Oh, he's going to move forward. That's good. Okay. Oh, they got a green light, though. Shucks. Okay, so stop. We might get a red light. Never know. We'll see what happens. Now we're doing a full NHTSA stop.
Yeah, we're getting a red light.
Okay, so now we're turning right. Where would you stop?
Right here.
Exactly. Okay, so it stopped. But look, see how there's room for one car up there?
You think so?
No, there is.
I see that. Yeah, there's room for one.
Can you feel its indecision? It knows there's a track here. Somehow.
Yeah.
It's acting like it's creeping. Okay, now it committed across the tracks. Now see how there's one spot here?
Yep.
I think it did it. That was an unnecessary stop. There was a wide open gap.
Yeah.
1329 would have never stopped there.
That was almost like, I don't know, extra cautious. I'm not sure why I did that, the last one.
Yeah. Let's, I kind of want to go over here.
Okay.
This is going to be, I need to change that waypoint to the dentist office over here. I think that'll be another good thing. You know, AJ and I were, Well, yeah, well, Ortega Dental. Let's just add that to the route.
Okay.
And now it's next. Continue trip. Oh, no, we're not there yet. End trip. Recents.
Oh, I didn't pick it up. You gotta get the music waypoint again.
Ortega Dental. Go. Okay, that's what I think I'm going to change that route when we get over there. It's a parking lot. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit better than that marathon up there. Because if I go to dental and I say go back over there, it's going to have to do this intersection again is why I wanted to add it. But now we're just on a protected left. And see how the light created this gap? No, we should go right now.
Plus, all that noise people talk about, like, hey, it doesn't work.
And there's a guy behind me. It says no U-turn. I might have to just tap the accelerator of encouragement here.
If it decides to,
Okay, I'm tapping the accelerator. All right. You know, we weren't even at FSD, AJ. You and I. Look at you and
I'm sorry. What's going on? Okay.
All right. That was a rookie maneuver by both of us. Yeah.
I just didn't pay attention.
Well, we changed that route so many times.
Okay, so you're going to put some better POIs.
Yeah. Okay. We don't need to mess with that now. That's just a mental jogger for me. This is where I kind of wanted to go. And then I'm going to end trip here. And from here, if I went to West Kinnett.
Maybe we could chase that train to catch it from this other.
And now we hit start self-driving from this parking lot. I thought I hit it. Maybe I turned it off. Okay. And then... how are you gonna do it? There you go. Okay, a little bit of it. I would have turned quicker.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it did it. I think. Is it gonna have to 3-point it? It's gonna 3-point it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the weird.
Oh, look at it thinking. Is the room? Is the room?
No, 3-point. Yep.
If it had turned quicker out of the spot, it made it. But there was no other cars. That was interesting. It did it. I'm not.
Five.
Gotta do it again. And a way and a wipe. Okay. We're on our way. We got our crazy intersection here again.
Let's see what happens. Okay.
The pausing at the creeping is still the biggest roughness on this build. We felt it at the railroad tracks. Mm-hmm. You know, the tap, tap, tap. Yep. Even when it's clear. 13.29 just didn't have that.
That's correct. Yeah.
It just smoothly went. Now, is that because it was oblivious? Like right now, all these taps.
That's the only thing that makes logical sense, that it was oblivious. It just didn't even care.
Or it couldn't see, or it wasn't thinking that fast.
Right, that wasn't part of the equation.
All right, so we're back here at this intersection. And there's our gap from the left. Is it going to go to the median? No, look at it.
No.
That was plenty big.
Yeah, that was...
To go wait.
Even now there's a big gap.
We engaged, we are engaged. So now a couple cars there. A tiny gap. Is it going to go? No, he's got his blinker on. I'd go.
Yeah, he should go.
Tap, tap. I felt it a little bit. Yeah. And it's wide from the right. You know, I wonder if it was waiting for this gap. Is there any chance it was looking all the way over?
Oh, that could be possible. Oh, there's a bus now.
And the bus is doing its railroad track waiting. That's a good argument. You know, you sit there and say you got your tail sticking out in traffic. Well, the bus has his tail sticking out in traffic in scenarios like that all day long.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
Oh, he's turning right. Let's follow him. Okay, we're right. And then... Let's, I'm gonna disengage here only to get behind this bus. Okay, so now, AJ, we're ending trip, and now go back to Ortega Dental.
Ortega Dental.
There it is, okay, and then we're gonna re-engage here. Yep. I don't know what we're gonna get here, I just wanted to put us behind this bus to maybe get a chance where he stops and puts out a stop sign.
Yeah.
I've been trying to create scenarios like this, and that one just presented itself, so... I don't know. I'm trying. There's a school back in this neighborhood.
Okay.
Which is probably where he's going. It's called.
You should go there.
Yeah. Let's see. It's the elementary school, St. John's. It's probably going to John Stockton. So let's go there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just guessing. If he's on this side of the railroad tracks, he's probably navigating his way back to John Stockton.
Okay.
My kids went there, so I know this neighborhood. Yeah. A long time ago. My youngest is 24 now in Navy Flight School. Yep, it's turning left. So, I don't know. This bus most likely has all of the students, and this is just going to the school drop-off. I don't think we're going to get a true stop and pick people up this close to the school. We're just kind of navigating behind the bus, and I don't know. Maybe we'll get a situation that develops where the car gets impatient and tries to go around it or something.
Yeah, it looks like it's definitely going to the school.
Yeah. Now we're in stalker mode. You know, got cameras on our car on the outside, you know, chasing a school bus.
With oh, that camera, that's right.
You know, the bus driver, if he knows what he's doing, probably sees us in his rearview mirror and is like, what is going on with those guys? So we're in standard mode behind a school bus going 27. I feel like we're constrained by the bus. It's not going to pass to go faster in the neighborhood. It's pretty logical that way. But
what if you did Mad Max right now?
Okay. It shouldn't change its behavior in a neighborhood. Yeah. It's like it's top-end unconstrained is what Mad Max does. When constrained, well, I guess other than highway traffic, it'll get in another lane. But there's not another lane here without... Now, what we might get here... is some pedestrian crossing guards. Depending on the time of day, it looks like I'm just looking for the kids walking to school in here. I don't see any walking guards yet. We'll see.
Yeah.
Can you add Ortega Dental back in there? Because now we're kind of here. You can go ahead and... It's already there, so just delete John Stockton.
Yep.
Delete it. And then... they're done. Okay, so the school bus is turning in. We've rerouted. I don't know. We didn't get what we wanted, but we tried. It definitely didn't pass it.
Even on Mad Max, it didn't pass.
Where are you going? We're not allowed to go in there right now.
It really is chasing the bus. Why was it going in there?
You know, it could have been a lag from when we had Stockton in there, but we had rerouted, I think, in time.
Yeah, we did.
Why do you think it did that?
It was in stalker
mode.
Yeah, literally, it seemed like it was just following the bus. It was on the lead car. Just kept following
even
it.
And then we rerouted, 15 seconds, 20 seconds to spare?
Yeah.
It remapped it.
Yeah, that was,
You know, there is lead car behavior where it definitely takes its cues. And we've seen it on the highway where if the car in front of you is texting and he weaves off the road, the car will weave off the road with it. Have you ever seen that?
It hasn't happened to me.
It definitely has happened to me. Especially on the Cybertruck, it takes a little bit more influence from lead cars than you might think. And I think that was a good example of just a lead car, the bus, took it into the one way. Now, if we had left John Stockton in there, that would have been a perfectly logical example.
Right,
so
right.
Maybe there was a latency in there in the reroute that caused that. If we had deleted the point a minute earlier, I bet it wouldn't have done it.
No, we're guessing it, but it definitely was unusual for it to do that.
And that I disengaged because that could have created a weird scenario in the school bus drop-off zone with the car with cameras on it.
Yeah.
Okay, so now detour ahead. I don't know what detour this is, actually. There's some construction road work over to the left. I don't know if the road we're mapped on is blocked or not. Detour to the left. That says road closed.
Oh, have you checked if the streets, it doesn't read the signs.
It doesn't read, but it recognizes things for sure. See, we don't have to stop here. This is a great example of where locals do not stop here. It's a stop only if you're not going right. And it did a full Nitsa stop there. That's a good example of it doesn't understand that context. There's no way.
100%.
I don't know. Maybe I can make a highlight clip of that one because that was a good example of it doesn't read.
Yeah.
It saw the stop sign. It did a Nitsa stop. Had I stopped there with a car behind me that was in a hurry that lived in this neighborhood, they'd be like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Read the sign.
Yeah.
Okay. Another railroad crossing, which we're doing good here, but where would you stop again, right? There's room to creep up behind the truck and get on the railroad tracks, but I don't want to do that.
Correct. And the car is not doing that either.
It's not doing it.
Yeah.
You know, if the crossbar came down during traffic, that truck needs to scoot up probably, right? Because that crossbar would be kind of close.
It would be. I think it would be right on top of it.
He can do it. Oh, he's doing a left, so that he's not going to do a right on red. So we're stuck here probably till the light turns green. So the reason it's important to recognize this is because the normal traffic gap you might have at a red light, you can't do here. If you're trying to, you know, be up there ready to go left, you'd be in the way if that crossbar came down.
Correct.
in 15 minutes or 5 minutes, or say we start hearing train sounds now.
Yeah.
If you're on those tracks, you've got to get off of them.
Yeah.
That's 100%. How accidents typically happen on railroad crossings, is when cars put themselves in a dangerous situation. Then the situation changes with a train coming and somebody backed up right behind them where they can't back up. Mm. And if they're too close to the car in front, then they can't, what you would call in aviation, have an escape maneuver. Mm-hmm. How do you get out? Mm. Okay, there's our green light. So it should just go fully protected now. It should not do any stuttering or... And it didn't.
It did not.
That was good.
That's good. Yeah.
That was good.
Plus, all those like comments about people about, oh, it doesn't work when the glare of the sun. We've been driving directly in the glare all this entire
time. Yeah. I mean, I did try to wash the windshield. For those of you guys that give me grief about my windshields, AJ, I was wiping them when you pulled up.
Is that right? I was washing. People give you grief about that?
Oh, yeah. They're like, dude, clean your windows for us.
You're like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
I don't know. Part of me... So we're resorting down here to the dental office again.
Oh, it's Mad Max. I'm like, why is it so speedy?
You felt it.
Yeah, I do. Like, this is... I like it, actually. It's like it's alive.
We're doing 60 and a 50, so that's at the 10 over threshold. But Mad Max, well, we're getting past. But somebody's doing 65.
Yeah, I see that.
And there's another school bus. Going to school. I could go over there and follow them, but I think we just learned they're just going all the way to the school.
Yeah. That's correct. They're all going in there.
Oh, ooh, yellow. Is it going to go? Ooh. Mad Max went for it and
it made it.
That was a long yellow, but it didn't even fit.
Exactly.
So we are getting this from the glare. See how it's saying the glare has a little bit of a haze that it creates, right? And we get a camera. Cleaning. Schedule for cleaning.
Interior windshield residue.
It's saying this is dirty.
Okay.
Is what that is. Ooh. Tap. Oh, wow. That was just... It just doesn't feel confident.
That's weird.
It's expressing all of its fears.
Yeah, it's... Right, it's expressing all of its fears. Front right. camera blocked or blinded.
Right into the sun.
Into the sun.
So...
But it still works.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that. It still works.
It's showing a picture of what it sees, and everybody's like, well, clean your damn window. I did clean the windows on the outside.
No, that's a glare.
My interior camera housing has been cleaned by Tesla, so you could say get it cleaned again or clean it yourself. But if that is what owners have to do in order to use FSD, we have a different problem.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, you know how Tesla service checks your... tire pressure every time you bring it in?
Yeah.
In my opinion, this might be something else they need to do every time you bring it in.
Free. Right.
They can't charge you $100 every time you bring it in if this is an issue.
It's ridiculous.
You know, I've had this cleaned, and it, you know, I shouldn't have to clean it again in order to not get that. Okay, I'm just trying to think through. Let's go to... Can I create a scenario of going over here without having to go to West Connect? Which way are you going to go? This way is the way I want to go. Go that way. All right. Let's see if it'll do it.
Okay.
I gave it a varsity route. You can see all of the traffic. Nobody's at work at the dentist office on Friday. So this is just an empty lot today. Increased attention required. Camera service required. So we got a warning.
I think it was just from that one glare.
Either way, it's still there. So it's giving me a warning. So that increased attention, in my opinion, is the new, what might become level 3. That might be the, you got to pay attention alert, you know, that could become level 3.
So level 3 still requires you to still pay some attention.
No, level 3 says you don't need to pay attention unless the car says it needs help.
Okay, so...
So you can be texting, but if it does something, you've got to be in the seat and ready to take over. All right, so we're at the same intersection we've done 3 or 4 times now. We got some left traffic from the light down there that is giving us sporadic traffic from the left and wide open from the right. So it's just waiting from the left here.
Yep.
So this is where I don't know if it's evaluating both sides, because now we're clear from the left. Is it going to go?
And it's not. Yeah, it's...
Okay, there's it. It's rolling, and we're clear from the right. So it rolled it. So it waited for the right gap there. And all the way over.
And it's because it knows that it needs to go all the way over real quick?
I don't know. I haven't done that 100 times. But every single time, it pretty much was able to roll the second half. It didn't ever have to kind of wait, right?
Yeah.
I've got this programmed to the right. This may be another waypoint I add as an FSD waypoint, just because it creates a scenario to railroad track crossings.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Speed hump here, slowing all the way down. We're in Mad Max, and it's slowing all the way down to 12 for that. That's good.
So I'm noticing speed bumps. It's pretty consistent in slowing down for speed bumps.
Yeah.
It appears to me. That wasn't the case before in 13 branch.
Yeah, is it going to go into a parking lot? I think it is, isn't it? Where's my dental?
I was pulling into...
It's our waypoint.
Oh, it's a random waypoint. Okay.
See if you can find the dental on there. Oh, there it is at the bottom. Tap on that.
Okay.
We'll just let it park. Now, I am parking in residential parking for these little townhomes. It's not a big deal. I'm not going to stay here, but we're kind of getting an example of this, and we'll just let it park, and then we'll...
Nice.
If you got a spot where it can park, you know, it's not... This is a nice way to do tests these days. If you're just picking waypoints where there's no parking, like it's on the middle of a road, it doesn't really help. But it kind of gives... That's why having the right waypoints is great, because you can kind of connect them all together, and if a parking is an option there, then great.
Sure.
Now, is it going right or left? It's going left, which is what I want.
Should be going left.
Yeah, okay. Going out to that other railroad crossing. FSD supervised may be degraded message right there.
Momentarily, and then it went.
It was. Usually I get that. Oh, it was rerouting. It gave a different route there. I think I just saw it do something different.
Okay.
Which is fine. What is in our route right now? Edit trip. We're going to... That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
we're going to the dental again. Route. We got a green light. Is it going to pause? Nope. We got protected. It just went for it. Smooth. So protected, it doesn't have that hesitation. It's definitely doing the brake pausing or brake stabbing or brake stuttering, whatever you want to call it these days, when it's making its own choice about is it clear.
Yeah.
It's not pausing at all on a protected scenario with a light. See this guy with the trailer up here just do the same intersection?
Yeah.
I mean, it's varsity, but people with trailers do it.
Yeah.
So you can't say these intersections are ridiculous.
Correct. And
stop sign here. He's got the right of way. See, I mean, it's very dynamic of who's got the right of way, but the stop sign it honored and it did it just fine.
And there was no brake stabbing at all in this one. There was no sudden.
No, there wasn't. Pay attention to the road, Chuck. No. Pay attention to the road. We're parking. We're not on the road. What's it going to do? You gotta give me a critical disengage. Look at you. You're parking.
He's like...
I was just
like,
trying to...
I'm going to pay attention to your parking. It's parked like a little crooked.
I don't think I've ever had that situation where it forced me. Let me do it. This is how I make my FSD waypoints. Sometimes I come in here and I just put FSD in front of it. This is that little townhome neighborhood. Oh, come on. And I put a big capital FSD. And this is all in my testing profile. So... It doesn't like mix up with my personal waypoints, you know, if I'm going somewhere like that. All right, what did it do? Where is it going?
So when it just says that, you just say this FSD Water Oaks, you know where Water Oaks is then.
That's the name of that street.
Yeah.
Just going to Water Oak, done. Which way did you choose? I want to go this way. I want to go this way.
Yeah.
Oh, it was giving me two choices, and they were kind of overlapping. I know it doesn't want to go that way because it's a ridiculously hard way to go, but at least it let me choose it.
Why did it park a little bit not...
Pay attention to the road, Chuck. Increase attention required. Camera service required. You are not happy with the cameras today.
Oh, man. All kinds of warnings.
Come on, Possum. You can do it. Use your little neural network brain. All right. I don't know, this is like the number five or six. It's been 100% on these. I haven't disengaged on any of these.
Yeah, you have not had to.
The only disengagement was in that parking lot backing up with a truck. Okay, it didn't pause there. I saw this car coming, and I was like, how's that going to play out? But yeah, it was fine. It didn't stutter, didn't break. Wide open from the left, but it's closing quickly. Closing quickly. Okay, it's not going to go. It's what? So it
oh,
waited.
It's all wide open.
And it's, okay, now it's going to go. Now it should go smoothly. There's nobody coming.
Yeah.
And it did. No brake stabbing. So there's definitely some scenarios in there that even when it's clear, it'll stutter. That time it didn't.
It did not do it at all. But do you think it seems to be, like, we've done 3-4 now, it seems to be waiting for both all clear on both sides almost before it starts to go. At least that's what it seems.
Yeah. Yeah. I, well, on that one, and maybe it's because it knows it has to get over three lanes of traffic, right?
Yeah.
So let's edit this trip, and let's wrap this up. Let's go to FSD Return.
Okay.
FSD Return. Nope, not Riverside. Oh, let me find it. FSD Return.
FSD.
Yard guy. That was what that was. And then delete Water Oak.
Also Water Oak.
And go.
Okay.
See which way it finds. We're going to go there, left, right. Or we can go that way. Let's go that way.
A little bit more scenic.
A little bit more scenic, and that just, the rather than using Roosevelt. The decision-making it's making on crossing is perfectly fine. We're just feeling every iteration of concern. It's fears.
Mm-hmm.
Possum's got fears. Your internal monologue is being expressed through the brake pedal.
So then, so when they say like they're going to add reasoning, do you think that's when it's going to do the job?
You know, that's a great conversation to have while we're waiting on this light. We're taking a left here at this light, and we're number three in line. So just kind of pulling out here, number three in line, which is fine. He could have chosen to stay at that stop sign or jump ahead. If there was another car here, it probably would have stayed at the stop sign. So reasoning. You know, we've watched the evolution of reasoning come out in large language models. So that is my only analogy to what reasoning could mean for a neural network. It's like instead of just iterating to the next token what should be expected, it now says to itself, multiple iterations, but it could be this, but it could be that, but it could be this. So it's giving itself hypotheticals, and it's playing out those hypotheticals, and then it's choosing one of them. That's how I envision this going. Mm-hmm. So I think in a static scenario like parking, now we got a green light and a protected left, so it should be smooth. No issues. It's fine protected. Somehow that stack is working well. Okay, so back to what we're saying. So if it plays out like a static scenario, like parking, you know, it could say, well, there is street parking, but there is a driveway. Or, you know what, I could go around one more time and maybe there'll be a better spot that's larger or something like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe that, and then it chooses the best one.
Mm.
Or it might say, okay, there's a spot, but maybe I can get the driver closer. Maybe, you know, maybe I want to keep going a little bit further rather than take the first one. Something like that.
Yeah.
But if you're doing a situation like a traffic light or an unprotected left or a stop sign, what would reasoning mean? Dog here, no trajectory to the road. It didn't hesitate at all.
Yeah, it did not do anything.
Is, you know, you're like, okay, here's a stop sign. What could it be reasoning right now? Okay, it's protected. Okay, it's clear left. Oh, it's clear right. Okay, let me go forward. Oh, what if he turns right? What if his blinker's on? Okay, there's a Tesla. He's going straight. His blinker's not on. Okay, now it's like it's got scenarios of what if, what if, what if.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think the reasoning could play out. Is like, I could go left. His blinker is on. But what if he's just accidentally got his blinker on? Maybe it'll wait. You know, so that is a limited scenario in my mind of what I think reasoning could mean, is instead of just YOLOing for a gap, it might have a, but what if he's going too fast? Or but what if his blinker is accidentally on? Or what if I can't get into the median and fit? Maybe I should wait on the right to be clear because I'm in the Cybertruck, not in the Model Y.
Yeah.
Those are the things I think reasoning could do. Now, the trick is, I don't know if you've ever used reasoning in any sort of IDE for programming. Reasoning takes time.
Okay.
It thinks through its solutions.
Because like a bunch of like if-then-else statements.
Yes.
Like that.
And then you see its chain of thought or its logic tree if you watch, you know, how it thinks.
Yeah.
And then it chooses one of them. In driving, you don't have that kind of time. Mm. So it's got to be near instantaneous reasoning. Little bit of pause next to a pedestrian that was well right at the street.
That was nice, dude.
I felt the brake, but it wasn't anything rough at all.
Yeah, I like that, actually.
So the trick is, and I think that's what Ashok said on the earnings call, he addressed it. He's like, reasoning is coming, But it is no small feat. Got a pedestrian with a dog crossing the road. It sees it well in advance. Slows down, but just slightly.
Yeah.
Just made the trajectory go.
Very much like I'm paying attention to you, almost like. Right?
Yeah.
It was very nice. And then also pays attention to that one. And
didn't do anything for him.
Didn't do anything for him. Just like, it's going that way.
All right, so we have some work coming in the driveway. I've got this set to park into a driveway of a neighbor's yard, and there's a workman there, so it's just pulling in, no problem. Very smoothly handled that. So,
oh, beautiful.
What do you think, AJ?
This was very interesting to see, for sure.
What stuck out in your mind?
I had the brake stab. Like, I didn't feel the brake stab in the first time because it was brand new, and this time was quite pronounced in many instances, and that was, I don't know. That definitely needs to smooth out. I mean, there's no question about it. It can't go wide with that level of brake stabbing. People are going to freak out. For sure.
I agree with that. I'm just backing up because this workman is confused here. He's waiting on his job site. So we'll finish up this wrap-up with... Yeah.
Plus, I'm not sure why with all those, like, warnings and stuff, you know, they seem to be so much more dialed up in this version. In 14.
Which warnings are you talking about?
Like, all the things like about, oh, camera is this, or then it's like... pay attention, and then it's...
Yeah. I think the increased attention required is definitely new for V14. To me, very clearly where that is popping up is that level 3 alert that would be required if we got to level 3 to say, listen, I got this unless I tell you that. And that alert could be the new red hands of death or whatever, meaning like you've got to take over now, or you've got... Okay. Or somehow I need to feel your tension, or I need to see your eyes now, and that, you know, attention required, you know, you got to lift up from your phone.
Yep.
That could turn into that level 3 behavior.
100%.
The camera thing, man, I don't know. I wiped my windows down, my camera housing has been cleaned, and maybe Tesla didn't do a good job cleaning the camera housing. That could be, but every one of those was from direct sunlight.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer to that is for Tesla. That's a tough one. Other than drive through it and figure it out. I mean, don't tell me to go in for service if I just did, or I don't know what the answer is there.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I can't answer that right now.
I mean, are you willing to pay $100 to have Tesla clean your camera every time that thing comes up?
Hell no. No.
I mean, that's a service visit. I mean, maybe they'll turn that into mobile service too, but...
Yeah, but then if it happens frequently, this is... not a good solution then. I mean, this has to be, because what would be the scenario for the camera getting dirty so often? And also
dirty Tesla's a good example of that on the outside of the but that's an owner's issue if you got, you know, dirt roads, rainy, snow, salt, that sort of stuff.
Sure.
But inside, what's a customer to do? They really don't want us taking those apart. I can tell you that. I've taken them apart. They're tiny little clips. They're easy to break.
So they're really not user service.
I imagine if you take it apart yourself, it's probably not under warranty if you break it, right?
Yeah.
So the GPS housing is under there. You know, you've seen me do that on my Cybertruck. It's easy to mess up the signal.
You can do something bad, yeah.
I mean, look.
Again.
Remember how we were just in the sun on that last street?
So it's like really dialing up these warnings in interior windshield residue.
Interior. So and that is a nasty picture, but that was direct sunlight. I was having to squint. I can see just fine. I wiped.
So shouldn't it be able to rule out these things? Like, is considering that, hey, I'm driving and I just kind of encountered sun, instead of sending that to the...
Maybe it's too sensitive right now. Maybe these camera warnings are just new and that's just where we are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. That could be the case.
Hey, we saw a lot today.
That was exciting. That was a lot of action.
Well, thanks for coming over this morning, AJ. Hey, everybody. Hello. We'll see you next time. Leave comments below. Follow AJ on X and on YouTube. And we'll see you next time.
Oh, thank you, Chuck. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.